all the treats that everybody's brought, and we'll probably share this with each other before we go, but Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody.
Does anybody need a copy of the agenda?
Yes.
Well, hand me one.
Oh, sorry, you need one?
Yes, no. All of a sudden I realize I don't have one.
So we'll call the meeting to order, and just asking if anybody has any additions or corrections. Yes, Rob.
I would like to give an update on the Invest in Wilmer project of Robbins Island, and Rachel can help out with it as well, just so that everyone's kind of informed about the process and everything with what's going on at Robbins Island with the project.
Okay. Very good. So we'll just talk about that right after the Four Seasons Shelter.
Yeah.
So the approval of the minutes, is there a motion and a second to approve the minutes?
I so move.
Second.
Discussion. Hearing no discussion, all in favor of approving the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion approved to approve the minutes. It doesn't look like there's anybody here for the public forum, so we'll close the public forum. Next up is the Four Seasons Shelter. Rob?
Before we get started with that, just let's go around the table and introduce so we can have it on record who's here. So,
Jim Anderson.
Rob Baumgarten.
Ryan Scheffler.
Kurt Hine.
Tom Gilbertson.
Rachel Scribbett.
Becky Sorensen.
Brandon Middleton.
Andy Aldo.
Eric Banks.
Belle Swanson.
Julie Osmus.
Thank you.
So, yep, now the Four Seasons Shelter update.
Okay, I will actually turn this over to Kurt Hine, our project manager. He goes out there quite often, two or three times a week, to visit with RAM Construction and deal with any issues that we have out there. So, fire away, Kurt.
Well, the last time I was out there, I got kind of an update of what's going to be happening in the next month, but I can tell you what happened the previous month is... The electricians and plumbers have pretty much roughed in, I would say, 75% of their stuff that they could get done, that they wanted to get done before insulation and sheetrock. So that's what's happening. We got it insulated, and it's nice and warm in there. They have temporary heat. We have the sheetrockers that came in this week, and they're throwing sheetrock around. Now, in the very near future, they're going to start putting in the ductwork for the heating system, and then the windows will be coming in next week and installed. Same with the doors. Doors will be about January 1st, and in about 2 weeks, I would say the middle of January, would be the steel on the roof, and then soffit, and weather permitting, I suppose they'll be doing siding as soon as that comes in. So everything's pretty much on track. Haven't had any setbacks this last month at all, so I think we're looking pretty good. If there's any questions, I can.
So are they sheetrocking?
Yeah.
Do they need heat for that?
They have temporary heat in there.
Oh, they do.
So
okay.
We've had the 500-pound tank from Dooley's is in place, and that's going to remain out there. It's not a temporary tank. That will remain out there, but the heating is temporary right now just for construction. They don't have the furnace that's installed yet.
Okay. Yeah, no, good deal. Yeah, good. Thanks thanks for the update. Rob with the Robbins Island.
Oh, okay. So, we just sent over it's front and back about the project that we're doing with the Invest in Wilmer regarding to Robbins Island. One of the biggest things that we're looking at are the parking lots and the road and some of the infrastructure work that will be done with the water line. On one page you'll see of June of 2019, and on the other side there'll be more of a current one of December 2019.
Okay,
so Rachel, we met a couple weeks ago with that committee, and we discussed the plan a little bit more from what the concept was in June. And when you flip it over to the December one, you can see that we added a down on the bottom, like kind of where open shelter number one would be at, is that we put a path into there from the parking lot so it can get to the bike trail. Bolton and Mink is also going to be doing some work on the boat landing area too, so it's easier to get in and out of for the boats that are trailered there and everything. Because we do feel like there's plenty of parking spots and everything on both boat landings. Then when you move your way up to it, where you can see where the Four Seasons shelter is, just like off to the right, upper right, you'll see that there's a little addition there that we put a small handicap parking lot for just for accessibility closer to the playground. So that was one. That's probably the biggest change of it, is that, you know, we put that or parking lot in there. So grandparents that need to have that type of parking spot, there's a designated spot for them, and they can get to the playground that way as well. So, Rachel, you got anything else that you'd want to add to it?
No, that was kind of our main concern, that handicap accessible playground, that it was still kind of the further away from the parking lot to hop on. And if any senior citizens too wanted to just walk the bike path or just a closer parking spot. So we did that, and then consulting with James Miller with Celebrate the Lights, we wanted to make sure that the design was an even flow for people to kind of, when they come in off the road, and then they can kind of split, because then this road will only be a road. What it currently is now, it's a road, but once this project is completed, it will just be a walking, biking, running path. And so we will have some type of permanent structures, but yet something that Kurt and his crew can remove when Celebrate the Lights happens. But we want to, that'll be the key thing next fall after the project is done, is being some structure in the road or by the road, so it closes off and just for walking, biking only. And then that'll go, the road will only be right when you come in and does the loop over there. I think we're going to add, and just a second concept with the RFP for this project is the other two shelters, if money is available. So hopefully, if money, or the $3 million for the local option sales tax will cover, it would be from August 15th is the projected date to November 15th to get the new road, parking lot, and then the infrastructure of tearing down the old parking lots and a grassy area. And then, like I said, money is available to the other two shelters that are along the road to kind of mimic the outside look of the Four Seasons shelter. So those were we asked mainly with we have seven people, I believe, on our Robbins Island local option sales tax, and sharing their thoughts and opinions on the design and the flow with Bolton and Meek, and then probably most importantly is James Miller with the Celebrate the Lights. So any further comments, please let us know, because you always be picking at this, always finding something to tweak. But we were just trying to think of the use of the park and how we'll be. So we were just adding little bits here and there.
Is there something that will be placed right here?
No. Right.
Will the beach be extended, or what is it?
Well, I think within the Robbins Island, I'm not sure if they were going to do this. Kurt and Rob might know. In the original Robbins Island, the mayor's park plan, or where was that called?
Task force.
Thank you. Task force. That was it. The original design shorter the beach. So I'm not sure if we're going to do that, or that's for the city maybe to decide. But I believe this is just grassy, going to be turned into a grassy area. Correct me if I'm not, Rob, where this parking lot is,
I want to, you're talking about over here?
No,
or down?
Old parking lot is?
Right there.
He's wanting down in a grassy area.
Yeah, I believe that's going to be turned into grass with maybe a potential down the road that could be a part where some of the activities can happen during the Celebrate the Lights. Mm-hmm. Like I just talked to Beth Fisher about it. Maybe that could be a possible skating rink then.
Okay.
So then we can come from the Four Seasons shelter and have a skating area during that time. I do believe that they're going to shorten the beach down just a little bit up here by the Four Seasons shelter.
Okay.
And we're going to be able to access that new fishing pier as well off of that. Off of that road part right here. So.
And if you look in the old one, we didn't even notice, I think Kurt caught it at our meeting. If you look in June, how they had the boat landing area, we had to change it. You see how it comes up to the right? And so we just said, we didn't have to change the ramp going into the water, the placement of it. So just little tweaks here and there. Making the flow similar when the cars come in, kind of like Green Lake. You kind of go in one direction and you come around and you park, and that way you can easy to get out. And we also have Joy Baker is on our committee, so that helps too with Rockin' Robins and with Rotary. So I feel like we're getting a good, the people who are really utilizing this park for the big events for the community are there, they're at the table and they're sharing their opinion.
Julie.
Okay, so what will end up happening with the, I call it the shelter in the northwest of the playground there that would usually was accessed by the road, and then the one farther north, what ends up happening with them?
You mean Leaf and Green?
Yeah, up top.
The proper names? Yes.
Yeah.
They're on the east side of the island when you go.
So, that's north to me, but sure.
Yeah, but I mean north and east.
Yes, yes.
They could either be considered to be storage or repurposed into somewhere else.
Okay, but we won't be renting those because there's really no accessibility.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's where we're putting it as an alternate, that we would be able to put additional shelters down on the actual road. Which would be three-season shelters with no bathrooms.
Yep.
So.
There's already one, you know, way over to the left, Julie. There's already open shelter.
Right.
Yep.
Number two. And
which
then
is no electricity at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they're already going to be getting rid of the one right by the parking lot on the turn. What's that called?
Hilltop.
Lions.
Oh, really?
Oh,
okay.
Lions. Yeah.
Oh.
That is waiting to be tipped over. I think. It's hanging on by the red. That one was always underwater. When there was a heavy rain, just kind of like the parking lots. So that would be gone, and updating the one that's already by the end of the road, and one, what's that one called?
Hilltop.
Kind of, well, having a new hilltop, you could kind of say it. As far as ones at the top of the hill north playground, that's a question mark for the city. I'm not sure if they were maybe going to use one that's all storage, or it's got water up there, right?
Yeah, there's a bathroom located up there.
Yeah.
There's water between the Green and Leaf, but not in the shelters.
Okay.
Do you have anything else?
I'll just add.
Rob?
Yeah, the black line that you see that's kind of up here, that's where the new water line will come into. Because there is a bad water line that is coming through the beach, and we're going to retap into it, the new line up here that will service the island that way. So I think, how many times has that water line been replaced or fixed on?
I know it's been a couple times. MUC has requested that we discontinue using it. So as long as we're doing these improvements, then it was a good time to throw it in and do it right now.
And also, I contacted Ridgewater College with their carpentry department for projects. So this might be something that they might be interested if we're trying to update, maybe open shelter number two or the hilltop, that they're looking for projects in the spring, so that maybe there can be some of those funds that could be towards the Ridgewater program, so we don't have to pay for the labor piece of it.
Which is more important, that or the gun?
The trapper range.
Both. Both.
Yeah.
First year does one, and the second year does the other.
Exactly.
Okay. Two for out of it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of an update on the Vess and Wilmer Robbins Island.
So we'll move on to the next item, the Invest in Wilmer update, the RFPs for the three projects.
Okay, so as probably you guys know the process of how things have gone with selecting an architect. We set out RFPs. We received 28 RFPs back, 8 for the recreation field, 8 for Swanson, and 12 for the recreation slash event center. So what we did, the committee decided to say, all right, we're going to put two members of the subcommittees on and two city staff that would review the RFPs and score them to get it down to two people that, or two firms that we would bring in for interviews. So Swanson had theirs, the recreation field had another group. The only one that was a little bit more of an eyeball one was the event center. We couldn't get anyone to commit to the timeframe of when those RFPs needed to be scored, so the city staff, there's three city staff people that scored those. So when we got those all together, we brought those in. We brought it in on December 11th to have them get interviewed. So there were six interviews. It lasted from 2 o'clock to about 8 o'clock with discussion in between each of them. Each presenter had about 45 minutes to, you know, present to us about, you know, some of the projects that they've done in the past. There's just been, was a wide gamut of different things that they showed, from YMCAs that they built to, you know, schools to, you know, the Minnewaska field that they put up there to Annandale. So, I mean, it ran the gamut of what we saw from each specific group. But there can only be one, so each group is sending their recommendation on to what comes to us, and it goes to Public Works. Now, we just got out of the Public Works meeting due to the time restraints of, you know, evening stuff. So it's gone to the Public Works Committee, but it's going to be based off of what we have, our recommendation as well. So we're going to have three motions here and everything. So I'm going to just read them off, and I'll just tell you, once we can go through them, we can kind of individually talk a little bit more about them and everything. So the first one is that we need to adopt a recommendation to enter into a contract with Winsett Smith and Nolte as the architects for the Invest in Wilmer project for the recreation fields with A&E services of 7%. And again, to remind everyone, that started off as a $6 million project. So
can we act on that motion?
Yeah, you can do a motion and a second and discussion.
Sure, yep, okay. So is there a motion and a second to approve this?
I so move on the motion.
Second.
And discussion?
7% is their fee?
Yes.
Okay. How much is that?
Well, we
yeah.
So
right now,
yeah,
420,000.
So, and then we still what we've told every group too is that they need to be able to take 15% for engineering and architectural type of stuff. So we're good there, but we also have to factor in that the construction manager is going to be come out of that as well. So everyone, they're going to be very close to that, you know, 12-14%. So they're within the budget of what we've asked them to do, and then to have a 10% contingency fund as well. So that's, I think that's where some of it, where they might have realized that, oh geez, we have to take 25% of our grand total out right off the bat for architecture, engineering, construction manager, and contingency fund. So I mean, if you look at that, when you get to 10 million.
Adding that all together, that's 15%. You're roughing.
For
25.
Oh,
25. 10% contingency.
Yep. And that contingency fund is for work order changes, anything that happens maybe down the road, because we ran into some of them with the Four Seasons shelter, just with, you know, soil corrections with this and everything. So when we looked at it, we scored it, they did factor into the percentages, and the, you know, the 7% is right with the line with everyone else that was in with the RFPs. With Winsett Smith and Nolting, they did an excellent job of showing the committee as far as projects that fit our scope of work. So they showed, you know, plenty of turf fields that they've done, from, you know, up at Minnewaska to Bemidji State to Rochester Community College. They talked about how the bubble's going to work. And, you know, they're big into the flow of everything. So they understood about how the parking's going to happen. So there's a lot of layers that are going to happen with all these projects. And that's what the architect's going to be able to get with the subcommittee, is to show them how the layers are going to happen and how, you know, the traffic flow can happen. How's the flow going to come from, you know, the concession stand area, how people get onto the field, etc. So they were really comfortable with this firm. So they were ranked really high with a lot of the scoring that was done with the subcommittee. So very happy with them.
They have an office in my hometown too, so I'm not sure if that's their basis.
Yeah, they're throughout the state of Minnesota. They got one in Crookston, Baxter, someplace in North Dakota. Right, Grand Forks. Yeah, Grand Forks. So, well, I just think it's odd because they have one in Grand Forks and Crookston, and they're 20 minutes away. So they're well known.
Julie.
So I don't mean to muddy the waters, but on this particular project, on the first one for the $6 million, it's a possibility that there's still some negotiating that might come a little lower because of the size of that project. It's not a guarantee, so might as well say it's going to be seven, and if it comes in at six or six and a half, that's a bonus.
Yeah, our city administrator caught a slight error on their proposal and found out some things, so there might be a little adjustment to it because, you know, typically the higher the price of the project, the lower the percentage. So they have a curve that they go off of, and so the interviewer was asked that, and there will be some conversations after that.
And just, it wasn't a major problem. It was like they put in 7% at the $2 million project at Swanson Field, which would be typical. And then when they put in the bid or whatever, paperwork, for the event center, that's a $6 million project, and they had Swanson Field in there. So I think they were going with the same 7% for Swanson, but it's a possibility. They might come in lower. But just so you're aware of that.
So are we just looking hopeful with now minus 25% that we can get some of our wants of 4.3 to 4.5 with the recreation fields, or some things are going to
This is where the architect and the construction managers are really going to be able to help the subcommittee groups focus in on what the project is going to be and what the project can all entail. So the thing that like WSN talked about too was it might be a phasing in project as well. Is that you look at what the full body of work is going to be. Let's get the main carcass of it done. So if a certain thing has to come later, it comes later, but that can be through something else. But we want the meat and potatoes of the project to be there. I will be honest with you, money's going to be tight.
Yeah.
And so if there was certain things that they thought, maybe let's just say they're going to have these high-tech LED scoreboards.
Yeah.
Well, they may not get that. They may have to go with a standard scoreboard. So just those type of things that can get fine-tuned. And everything. So
I think I sat in on some of those interviews, and one thing that was nice about WSN is they have people on staff that try to find grants and extra money. You know, they have that knowledge of where's the money at for this style of project. So that was kind of a nice thing to know. Not saying that they'll get it, but
yeah,
and cross our fingers. And,
access to it.
Yeah.
And you visited some of their projects that they've done, is that correct?
I have, because it was down at Rochester was one of them. And so I saw the progress, with the, you know, what they did with their turf fields and their grandstand, and then they have a bubble down there. So those type of things that, I mean, you can go see the photos that they took of like Minnewaska was great. So yeah. I mean,
I think Councilman Plowman, we just came from a meeting with him, and he was very pleased with this WSN. He's worked. Did he say he worked along with them, or he's been at sites?
I think he's worked with WSN.
Yeah. And
because he does irrigation stuff at playgrounds. Yep,
had nothing but good things to say about him. So.
And they just opened up an office here, like in Wilmer, right? Like a year.
They got one in Alec. That's the closest one.
Oh, okay. Close. Thought I saw an office.
So this is the one you had the opportunity to say if you wanted to do something different, what would you have done? Or not? We asked them if they were gonna, what they learned from each one, that if there's anything that we had to do different from our plan.
They said our RFP was top notch.
Okay.
So very well done, very detailed about what it needs to be. So they're, mm-hmm. I mean, I think it showed us too that, you know, the city did their due diligence on making sure that the RFP is of quality.
Okay. I think too I can add is they also recognize that we for what we want, probably don't have enough money. So they're aware of that, so they're going to, you know, probably get our wants and needs together and probably set up a priority list or whatever that they can, you know, try to keep it within budget. They're not going to try to build a Taj Mahal with a piggy bank. So.
They talked about master plan with the projects and having the time frames in and everything and having those review areas as well, so the public and the council can all look at it, so it can make those steps all the way through. So it was a great learning experience going through it, because you know I had a timeline as well, and it's not close to what theirs was, because I thought it could move a little bit faster and everything, but learning about the process of how things need to be taken into place as far as reviewing and the input and all that type of stuff. So but with the RFP, it did say this is what our timeline is. They say it's aggressive, but it can be done.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion approved.
Okay. Well, and so now I'll go into the Swanson Fields. Recommendation to enter into a contract with WSN, the same company, as the architect for the investment lumber project for the Swanson Fields, and their A&E services are at 7% as well. So it's the same firm that would be doing the Swanson Field complex.
So with that, is there a motion and a second to approve this Swanson Field RFP? Or architectural?
Enter into a contract.
For a contract.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
So Swanson Field is how much again?
$2 million.
$2 million.
Yep.
So the key thing here is working that percentage, because 7% of $2 million.
They're at 1.75.
Yeah.
So, and I'll just say one thing too. And the capital projects for next year are lights. So those are funded, and everything. So lights will be part of it, but it's not an invest in Wilmer project. It's a city project, but it's going to be tied into the Wilmer invest in Wilmer project. So those lights will either go on to LC, and or on to Blue or vice versa.
So we haven't decided between orange or blue yet?
We haven't got a recommendation from the subcommittee
okay.
yet.
So they're still working on
okay. Yep.
But the lights for one of them for 300 some thousand is in, has been approved.
Yes.
Okay. Again, how's that 1.7 budget for Swanson then? Tight?
It's going to be tight. It depends on, you know, they want to get a grandstand in there. They want to get some turf on one of the infields. You know, there's some cosmetic things that they want to do with fencing and everything like that. So they have it detailed out as well, but you know, it's interesting. I mean, it's going to be the process about what the architect comes back with the layers and all that type of stuff, because he's going to see it from way up top and look at it like this, and then all right, he may suggest in the master plan, hey, we may need to move this parking lot. You know, so that might be something that they've never seen before as far as the flow of the park, you know, and all that type of bit. So I think some of the subcommittee is focused on the, you know, the grandstand, moving the fences and that type of stuff. But the architect may bring it into a totally different viewpoint of saying, hey, let's think about this. So
I thought that's what they were kind of looking for.
Yeah. The architect is really good, and the construction manager is going to really guide us a lot through this.
Yeah.
So everyone's got their wish list. And, you know, the first meeting is going to be up on the board. What's a need and a want? Boom, 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 boom. So they can come back and put some drawings together and say, hey, this is where we think things can fit in, how things can flow better, because they're going to think of everything as far as like stormwater. How's the water going to go and everything? So I don't think anyone's ever probably thought of that in that group, just for oddball things. So, and that's what the architect is going to be designed to do.
It's been a swamp for many,
many years. Yeah. I know one thing, especially with like the football fields, we're getting off this, but with the WSN, they brought in the idea of like, you know, where are we going to drop the, you know, when we come in school buses, where are we going to park? So, I mean, all that flow, they think of all that stuff. And where, you know, when I was looking at the baseball field, it's like, I'm zeroing in on the baseball field. I'm not zeroing in on the whole thing. So it's going to help, I think, with the whole project, make it look and work better.
Okay. And Julie.
That's fine.
For each of these projects, when is the expected dirt flying?
Well, that will be determined by the architect and their plans and how everything gets submitted and the process goes and working with the construction manager and how we can get more bang for our buck. So Swanson Field, everyone will want to say, hey, let's move dirt in April. But for most bang for our buck, it might be something to do it in September so we can get a better deal on labor. So I would say that's still a little bit of a question mark.
Okay.
So
2020?
I would say some things are going to be done in 2020 for sure.
I'd say of the project, Swanson Field seemed to be the one that thought that they were ready to go once
yes.
everything was approved. So that was, you know, the thought was they're ready to roll.
Yeah. But the architect, again, will kind of drive that because they may have a totally different concept about, oh, hey, that makes way more sense for us to do it this way. So, because that's...
So. Okay, so 2020 for the most part, when's the grand opening?
Don't get that on your calendar.
In the next 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah. Are you still on the board in 3 years?
2023?
Oh, yeah. I would say Swanson's definitely going to be done before.
I guess all three of these projects as well.
I think.
Robbins Island is next.
Yeah.
it's August. Yeah.
I believe, if I remember the timelines for it, like for the event center, it would be done in May of 2022.
That's a $10 million project, but what was it, the 25%?
No, yeah, $8 million.
Yeah.
$8 million.
And you alluded to it a little bit, but is there anything in the mayor's budget for these projects that's coming from the city of Wilmer?
Yes and no, because every year the CIP changes a little bit depending on what the needs are and that type of stuff. Like for like park development, I put in dollars for shelters just in case if this came in at $3 million, we know that we need to be able to put...
Is there anything in this mayor's budget for these projects besides the, you mentioned the lights?
For this upcoming
year? 2020.
No, it's going to be more for, there's going to be stuff for the pool, the sound system here. I don't know.
Okay.
I know the word. But nothing in stone for the Invest in Wilmer. I would say that's going to happen more in that 21, 22, 23 time frame so we can phase some of that stuff in to see what we actually get from the projects.
Yeah, and that was my next question. It sounds like these are under budget, over promise. Ideas, are they building in phases if the city of Wilmer should want to do this outside of the Invest in Wilmer?
I would say that would be a council and a mayor's decision, or a council decision. Of how they develop their budgets. I know that, I'll just say for the recreation fields, they are going to talk to the school for additional funding. I know that they're going to go through a referendum here next fall, I believe, is it, or the year before that, to see what type of assistance that they can get into it so they can, you know, get everything that they want. So
the idea of building a temporary wall versus a permanent wall makes a big difference. So that's what it's, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what I was going to pipe on that is how I don't, you on Facebook, there was a lot of squawking about the property taxes when those came out this last year. So that's where it gets carried over to. And not a lot of that was the city portion, I just want to say. But whether we put it to the school and the school says they'll pick up part of it, ultimately, that all comes out of all of our pocket. It makes our property taxes go up. But, yeah, there's no secret that these are going to come up short. Ideally, when it was all in the planning stage, it all looked fabulous. But it is what it is. And, in hindsight, could we have gone for more? I don't know if the public would have been palatable for another 5 or 7 million. Who knows? But this is what we've got. And it'll still be fabulous.
Yeah.
There's still going to be wonderful, wonderful things that are going to come out of this. It just may not be everybody's wants and needs.
I would piggyback on that, too. We're getting $16 million invested out here. So, I mean, it's out at this place. So there'll be upgrades. I mean, it will be good. And it was ironic. I went to St. Cloud Tech last night to a basketball game, and they got a brand new facility up there as well. And one of the coaches was one of my former players, and I talked to him about it. And he goes, "Yeah, this is quite the deal." He goes, "Yeah, but we still got a lot of work to do on it." So there, even when you see that it's this big Taj Mahal type of things, there's still other things that need to get done down the road with it. So that's what I'm talking about, like with the phasing of things that will happen. So.
Any further discussion on this motion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Okay, last one is to have the recommendation to enter into a contract with LSE Architects as the architect for the Investment Wilmer project for the recreation/event center here at the Civic Center location with A&E services of 5.95. And again, that project is at $10 million.
Is that LSE?
LSE, yeah.
LSE, okay. So is there a motion and a second to approve LSE as the architect for the event project?
So moved.
Second.
Rachel and Andy.
And any discussion?
LSE, where are they from?
They are out of the Minneapolis area. Okay. Some of their background was when they built U.S. Bank Stadium, they had about 4 or 5 architects with them. Their piece was to build the locker rooms, and they are still working with U.S. Bank on those. As a concept, the locker rooms are done, but they are still the ones that are managing the construction piece of that facility. They built a lot of YMCAs with aquatic centers and amphitheaters, that type of stuff. So we felt like they had a wide range of ability to complete our project. And to add with it, their landscape architect, how this all works is that you got this main group, like LSE, and then they have different subcontractors that, one may be electrical here, may landscaping, etc. The landscape architect is the same architect that WSN uses. So his name is Jay Anderson something company. So he's going to be that connection from the rec center to the recreation fields. So when we want to look at that as far as how those are going to coincide, he's going to be a big piece of that, of how, the bubble bubble connecting to the event center, etc.
So. And if I can add to that, the that contractor, the J,
yeah.
I can't remember his name.
I just remember he had maroon pants on.
But anyway, he said, yeah, I did notice that. Googles. He was also, his company was also involved in doing the school project with the new gymnasiums over there. And so they were very familiar with the area and thought that was kind of a good fit too. That he's already familiar with this area and the landscape of it. So,
any further discussion?
Well, I was just thinking of, we passed all this and people are excited and we've got all these projects going. Then how do we get this out there that this is a tight budget? It might not be everything that we thought was going to be there. I mean, I don't want to be the Debbie Downer and say, I'm not going to get all that. And people come back and go, oh, we passed all this. We thought this was above and beyond the mayor's in the council's budget? I mean, do you want to throw that out there so people are forewarned about it, or?
Trying to get ahead of the story and be positive and
well, to say we're still getting, this is what we're still getting.
I think that the subcommittees realize that and they've started pumping the brakes a little bit on their project a little bit. I've worked with the recreation field committee and I showed them some hard numbers, and Ryan can contest to this. Their jaws hit the ground when they saw some of this. And this is going to cost. It's going to cost dollars and,
Well, there will be some public input meetings.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So,
okay, good.
Yeah. I think that's what you were looking for.
Yeah.
Let's say,
well, just so they, want to be
Let's say like one committee's got an extra $100,000 that they didn't spend. Are we able to, within the local option sales tax, say, hey, the recreation fields could really use this. We're able to put it that way? Or what happens if there is a new remaining meeting?
Yeah, if there is... excess, how the bill is written, we can only do 10%.
That you transfer?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
10% is only.
Of
all of it?
Committee.
I believe
of
it's
their project. Or
their project.
Yeah, I believe it's 10% of the project that can go over. So you're kind of locked into your, let's say your $6 million and that type of stuff. So, because they don't want one to get really short changed and all of a sudden another one just gains all the benefits from it. So.
But I would like to think that at the public information meetings that it's going to be a fine balance between explaining to people when the bids came in, this is what we were dealing with, there were some hard decisions that had to get made. I think there will be some people who will say, well, then you underestimated what the cost was going to be and you should have asked for more. And there's other people who are going to say, thank you for not asking for more and working within your budget, and we'll get the best that we can. I think it's going to go both ways.
Yeah, with those meetings, that's going to be through when the subcommittee meets with they're always open to the public, so people can come in and But what was voted on is what the focus will be on, what the projects will be at.
And what you're hoping for is within the community, these association helps, baseball, softball association, all of these leagues that maybe step up and try to fundraise and try to help those. I mean, like Robbins Island with Joey Baker having the Rockin' Robins and the Rotary Club, they're always looking for something, but unfortunately it's usually toward something at the island. So if we can maybe afford one of the shelters, maybe that could be a goal for them as their fundraising effort would help. That. So we just need more, I think, associations, it sounds like, or clubs, besides these WSN that can find other grants, there's other ways of fundraising, too.
Tom?
I was under the impression this Winstead, WSN, they are construction managers as well, correct?
That's part of their... They could.
So they're at risk as well and everything else. Is that what we're saying?
Marcus is our construction manager at
Marcus
risk.
Marcus is. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So these are just the architects.
That's the architects. Correct.
And all three projects are with Marcus?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
And that main purpose, just as a reminder, the construction manager at risk, they're the people that are going to oversee each one of these architectural firms and the construction of it to keep it in budget.
Yes.
Yep. All right.
Any further discussion? If not, is there a motion to approve LSC as the architect?
Very good.
Yep. All in favor?
All in favor, signify by saying aye. I was just going to say that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Same sign. Opposed? Opposed, same sign. Motion's approved.
Thank you.
So the next item, we're going to move the coordinator report up to the next item. So coordinator reports, we'll start with Ryan.
Not a whole lot of programming going on right now. We have youth hockey still.
Wrestling's going on. Indoor tennis will be starting here after January. We're going to also have another indoor soccer program this January as well. I'm also meeting with the Wilmer Baseball Association. We're kind of starting to set up tryouts and already thinking about summer baseball and getting rec baseball going and contacting teams and make sure that they're still interested in kind of being in the league, because we're going to kind of have our meeting in end of February, early March. That's about it.
Okay, good.
And were all of those things in a brochure?
Yes.
That's all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the brochure. I forgot what I wrote on my corner here. For
it. Oh, here, I have it for you, Ryan.
We'll move on to Eric, and if I think of anything else.
Hey, Eric?
We're just finalizing the winter brochure. Also out here at the Civic Center, hockey's in full swing from Mites to Bantams to the high school to the Warhawks. We've got curling going on out here also, three nights a week. We got Diamond Age figure skating also out here, so the arena is very busy. Adult leagues, we got co-rec, men's, women's, volleyball going on, and those take place at the auditorium and at Roosevelt School. Over 30 teams participating in those. We've got men's adult league basketball going on, up to 19 teams this year, which is the most in a long time. All those games are played down at the city auditorium. We have a group of guys that play morning basketball also down at the auditorium, 6:30 to 7:45, and then the tennis guys come in and play, and then we got men's noon hour, and they're followed up by some pickleball down there also. The fall basketball and volleyball went very well, so also trying to keep the auditorium as busy as possible. It's like 15 to 20 different groups that use that facility Monday through Sunday. So whether it's the high school or JO volleyball or Special Olympics or the adult programs or stuff like that. And then got a couple of adaptive programs planned for this winter, wiffle ball at the auditorium and bingo. I'm going to try bingo at the community center, and we'll see how that goes for them. So, see if we get any participation out of that. So, if you guys got any questions.
What's the capacity of the Civic Center?
Dry floor or
hot arena?
About 1,200. That's what our new bleachers are, but depends on how many you want to put up on. Say that can go onto the mezz, we figure sure. About 300, and then you can have maybe about 150 around the edge.
Do you track what typical attendance is for like a Warhawks or a high school game?
High school games, we do not. Warhawks, I would say you're probably this year maybe around 300.
Okay.
So their goal would be to hit that 500 to 600 total.
I think it typically starts out strong at the beginning of the year and then kind of goes down a little bit. Just depends on how the team goes.
Winning,
it's a big thing. It's a pretty good attendance until they play like Northern Iowa or Granite City, which are on another level than them.
Sure.
So I can pretty much anticipate a
Julie.
Scoring.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a little bit of an offshoot off of Eric's report, but just a little bit of an update on the curling club. Right now, they're in the process of raising about $75,000 to hire an architect to get some formal drawings. They've already approached some large donors, but I think they need some final drawings to be able to really present the idea and what it could look like, and naming rights, and stuff like that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. And they're pursuing grants and other things that for that facility.
Julie,
excuse me,
do you have any information on their fundraising drive when? I think Amber said they were trying to wrap it up at the end of summer. How much they were able to raise?
They need 2.4 million.
Mm-hmm.
They're not close to that. and that's part of what they need. So I think they opened it up to their immediate 120 members to donate to start to raise this $75,000 for the architect drawing. But they're working at it, and it, I think it's probably going slower than they had hoped. But they just kind of look at it and go with other communities. Some of them worked for 7 years until it became a reality. I, you know, initially going into it, I was thinking, ooh, this is going to happen in the next year or two, and all of our ice is going to free up here, and they're going to have their own facility, and they're going to grow. And I think possibly it just may not happen that fast. So...
I got a question for Ryan. Are you guys doing little kid tennis this winter?
Oh yeah, that starts up in the beginning of January as well.
Okay. So. Is that at the auditorium again?
Yep.
Kind of repeated like it was last year?
They're on Sunday nights.
Okay.
And what are the ages on that?
Kindergarten through like second grade, and then they do like second through fourth.
Okay.
And then older kids, I believe.
Okay.
And then the warming houses are now open as well.
Ah, good.
So.
Yeah, good. I think we'll move on to year-end reports. Rob?
I got a presentation to show. So
Is this anything relative to when Mr. Hall came and talked to us?
Oh, gosh, no. I'm not going to sling anything.
A bottle of whiskey?
So,
you know, sometimes it might spark our interest a little bit.
Yeah.
So I set up this little presentation just so you can kind of see of all the projects as happened. This past year with the Park and Rec Department, you know, it was a exciting year because it was our first year, but this is more to kind of, you know, show you everything that has happened in the last, you know, 12 to 14 months and the help of Public Works and everything. So get it set up here.
You click on every one of them?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Folders.
I got it set to music, so.
Yeah. We worked hard on this.
This is the real deal. Oh my God.
sentiment, you know, people haven't been in the arena yet, you know, for the last year, checking out the Cardinal, and even in here in the blue line, they were really impressed.
Good. It's good to hear because, you know, even when people say coming into the blue line, the improvements that we've done here with the lobby and, you know, this and that, some people think that this rink is better than their main rinks, and this is our second rink. So
it's only cold and the sound system doesn't work. So, it's only super cold over there by the door.
Yeah. So, I mean, it goes to kudos to the park department, the board here, the public works, and the council that it's all one big team effort. And that's how I always will view it and everything. Everyone's got to get on, work together and be on the same page and do good things for the community. So this hat's off to everybody. I mean, it's been a good first year. There's a lot of things that's happened. I mean, you kind of saw it a little bit with the mayor's bike ride, but, you know, we also got the Stingers lease going. The Warhawks are back in town. We just approved the lights for the other to come keep coming back. So there's just a lot of things that have happened, and just even with the things that we talked about earlier with the Invest in Wilmer, there's just a lot more things to come. So exciting times. So, thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. So the next item is to thank Rachel. Rachel, on behalf of the board, we'd like to thank you for serving.
Thank you.
And I would imagine that Rob's got some nice words for you.
Yeah, I do.
I imagine that.
Yeah. Well, I was going to start it off. I didn't know that you were going to say anything. But, you know, Rachel, you were with the joint powers and everything. So you were kind of the mesh that kind of got the board, this board together and everything, and to have that background. So your work is greatly appreciated from everything that you've done, you know, years past to what you're doing now, and even with the Robbins Island and what you did with the playground and everything. So hats off to you. So thank you. There's a little momentum. So try to get it. So it's your day with your balloons and everything. So,
yes.
So just a big thank you to you for all the work that you've done.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I don't know why. Every time I go into a new store, we're not moving. I think I've gotten asked, we're not leaving. Everywhere. I was Wayne Nelson with the playground build. I saw him in Menards yesterday, and he just said, "Hey, how are you? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, too. I hear you moving." I said, "I am?" I didn't think I was. And he's like, "Well, it's the latest top." But unfortunately, there's just a lot of, I think, other positions leaving ECMC right now with the transition. We're here. I even asked my husband last night, I said, "You don't have a second life, I don't know. Do I have a wife or a life?" And he said, "No." So we are here. I'm spending my time now, it's just the getting in the heart of with our children, and one's in elementary school, but the other two are middle school and high school, and then my life is a full-time chauffeur and activities. And then Ryan's not going to like this. I started working at the Y. Part-time, so my time is spent doing that as well. And we'll see if I train for any more running races for 2020. But I'm excited for Robbins Island and everything that we've been putting our time and energy for the last few years. And it's just going to continue to grow. So I will keep probably coming into park board meetings, maybe when we have to give an update with the local option sales tax, this progressing. And then if there's any, our playground committee still meets for Wilmer Playground. Now we're...
Oh, you just like each
we
other.
We just like to get together. But, I could probably give you a sneak peek. One thing we are working on, and Rob knows this too, is that, you know, we are looking at shading for the playground itself. It is in a nice little bowl, but it does get hot in that bowl because it is protected by the trees. So we're looking at shading for that afternoon heat, the afternoon sun, with some dollars that we still have remaining. And probably the water system has been the main thing. You know, we had to turn that water off. The misters. So we're putting in a new water system to kind of help with that because it was hard water buildup, right, Kurt, there?
Yeah.
And
lime and
Yeah.
Calcium stuff.
Well, that probably all be better once we get that new water line, you know, put in too. But we're getting a new water system to help with that too. So there's.
I ran constantly that first time. I don't think I was in there where it was turned off. Because the kid would come by and push it.
Right, okay. Exactly. Yeah. And then all of a sudden when we had it off,
sure,
the
that sounds
good. End of the summer.
I'm just going to ask
the city got notified. Like, why is this off?
That's good.
So anyway, I'm still on committees. I'm still helping out. I'm still trying to do my best to kind of be active. But just want to thank you for you guys, this new board, and for serving and still coming up with fresh ideas and trying to make it our youth programs and adult programs work. So I'm looking forward to all these programs, what the community will look like in the next 3 to 5 years because of the people like you and because of the projects like this. So thank you to you too.
Thank you, Rachel.
I still think the Destination Playground will be your legacy to this community.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
To think of that kind of civic engagement from one person, I mean, that is huge. I mean, what you've done for this city is huge. So, thank you.
Thank you. And to you too, Julie. It wasn't done by one person, but we had to have a dream and we had to have a good core group to put their blood, sweat, and tears and time for a whole year. And then for 2 weeks, I think, I lived at Robbins Island. I mean,
did you do a tent?
I almost. We were living in that tent for a while.
Yeah, I spent a couple of nights there.
I was going to say, if we could take a 10-minute nap, we did in there. It was pretty tough. Weather tough, but building tough, too.
Well, I think you need to open your gift.
Oh.
So, hold on one second. Because the gift has to come from this chair right here. That's the new powers. Hey, we got a plan here. And the plan is does any of the board members have any comments to make?
Sorry, I jumped it.
Or council representatives. Hearing none, now you are authorized to open up the gift.
Do we have
Robert's Rules of Order?
I saw him.
And then,
who's going to make any motions now, Rachel?
I know.
You got the second.
It's going to be quiet board meetings. Rob will like that.
Yeah.
Now I've been informed I can't, so
I'm
just a liaison.
Do not put in dishwasher. Okay. Oh, I didn't even have my name on it, so I'm the only scrimping around.
Yeah, you can,
I won't lose it.
You can take that to the Y any day of the week.
Yeah. Yeah. I will. They will love that. Thank you, sir. I will work my wellness desk with my drink in hand.
But,
that's a lot of candy. Yeah. In there too.
But Rachel, I think I hope I'm not speaking for you, but even just the difference from the joint power board to what this is, there's a different vibe with this, mm-hmm. with it that people are talking. I mean, and we're getting input. I think in the past, Steve did most of the talking. So keep talking.
Yeah.
Keep talking. So, yes, I'd rather have you guys talk than me talk.
Yeah. That's why you're here, to represent the public.
No.
So, with that, Rachel, would you adjourn the meeting for us?
Do I have to say, is there a motion to adjourn? Yeah, or
you
say
just make that motion.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
My last meeting.
My last meeting.
Yeah.
Second.
You're on it. You're on it.
I was hoping it was going to fail.
If it fails for lack of second, you don't get to quit.
I guess. I'll just stay here.
Who did second?
Val.